And buyers can turn nasty, really nasty. There seems no longer honor among thieves, so the saying goes, and oftentimes so-called news becomes nothing more than argumentation, perhaps riddled with so-called hate speech. For example, there was an interesting essay published in the newspaper The Washington Post. That essay meant to attack the Tea Party, and it stated as follows, quote, "To find the very roots of the Tea Party of 2013, just go back to downtown Dallas in 1963, end quote. Of course, that was the date of the tragic assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In short, this essay says, "The murderous actions of savage men resulted in the assassination of our president, and that very same motivation is attributable to the Tea Party by this insidious essay." Can you believe that? This slanderous essay goes on to criticize Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, himself a conservative, with the following language. Quote, "There is even another charismatic Ivy Leaguer educated ideologue. Senator Ted Cruz would have been quite comfortable in Dallas 1963, end quote. Unbelievable. The liberal media at work. Vicious words, slanderous and untrue, but media bias at work and at its worst. It is tragic indeed how bias rules, for there is little or no dialogue in our country, little or no civility. There is hardly any respect for the opposition or opposing points of view. Anger and argumentation prevail. Slander the messenger. Current liberal bias, for example, is championed and protected by the predominantly liberal media and by Hollywood, and of course by academia, where surveys indicate that some 90% of all professors are liberal in thinking and bias. With these powerful forces at work, it is most difficult for our conservative voice to be heard. That's why you need Fox News. When the warring sides go at it, we the people can never be sure what we can know as truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What a sad state of affairs. And communication run roughshod over the true freedoms of our beloved First Amendment. By the way, there is now in American news and cable the strong presence of the Arab Qatar-controlled Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera poses as an independent news source, but in reality, its existence and funding comes almost entirely from the government of Qatar, which in fact is an undemocratic, despotic regime that is a major sponsor of Al-Qaeda and other jihadist terror groups throughout the Middle East. And that includes the Muslim Brotherhood, and it is well documented that Al Jazeera has, as the organization AIM, Accuracy and Media reports, of service to the Muslim Brotherhood and other terrorist groups. This organization is here in America, my friends, and it is said that this Islamist, potentially terrorist-supporting organization now has access, you ready for this, to 50 million homes by cable in our very own United States. 50 million. Can you imagine Fox News demanding and getting such access to communication and cable and homes and individuals in Saudi Arabia and Iran and Syria and Egypt or otherwise? Not going to happen. What a world. Be careful what you listen to and even more so what you believe. And of course, we all know about the saga and the tragedy of Duck Dynasty and the attack on founder Phil Robertson. The founder of one of cable's most popular shows had the audacity to make comments about homosexuality and to state his opinions. The words used by Robertson were very aggressive and straightforward and said without apology. Robertson, in his own salty way, paraphrased the Book of Corinthians with respect to his beliefs and concluded that in his opinion, supported by the Bible book Corinthians, it's not right. One man's opinion. But that opinion, that expression of free speech, was not allowed to stand. The free speech suppressors went to work, and the show was suspended, as you know. Out came America, enraged and disgusted. Good job. And they came literally by the millions and demanded that the A&E cable channel reinstate Robertson and the show. The network, essentially liberally controlled, wanted the show and Robertson gone. The American public demanded otherwise, and in essence stood up for the freedoms of the First Amendment and demanded the return of Robertson and Duck Dynasty. And back it came. The issue was not really homosexuality, but it was freedom of speech. The First Amendment under attack. Whether you agree with what Robertson said or how he said it, he has the right, the absolute right to say, to speak what he believes. And so do you and so do I. And then, of course, comes payback for unwanted freedom of speech, especially political speech. The writer and professor Dinesh D'Souza has written two publications very critical of President Obama. One which deals with what D'Souza calls the roots of Obama's rage, and the other with Obama's American 1984. Both publications are critical, straightforward, aggressive, and courageous of Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. But coming after him, it was said that D'Souza had violated limits on campaign contributions by over-contributing to a friend running a long-shot campaign for the Senate. Enter one Preet Bharara, a United States prosecutor, whom one columnist Charles Hurt referred to as Attorney General Eric H. Holder's junkyard attack dog. Ooh, that's strong language. And D'Souza was indicted. He was hauled off to jail in handcuffs and set a $500,000 bail for a crime that in the past has been simply pleaded out as a mere misdemeanor. Ah, but not so with Mr. D'Souza, who was arrested, as it seems apparent, for highly biased political reasons, a blatant attempt to silence this man or pay back and his conservative and anti-Obama points of view. Perhaps that is action, that is proof of payback, real proof. And one writer then recalled the words uttered by President Obama in his 2008 campaign for president when he said, quote, "If they bring a knife to the party, we bring a gun. Watch out, America." I think very scary times for our very precious First Amendment, and perhaps for constitutional freedoms generally. It is time to take on the motivation, the courage, the demand of Duck Dynasty followers, and do not allow those, any, who would in any way suppress freedom of speech. We should attack bias wherever it is found, liberal or conservative. Our standards should be high enough so that we can recognize the difference between the truth and the lie. Accurate and factual communication and spin. One of the main weapons of attack we the people have is economic. We have the full right not to purchase newspapers or cable or advertise the products or services as a way of showing our disgust and disdain for truth manipulators. We can boycott by not watching, by not listening, and by not reading. We can support organizations truly in the hunt for truth and fact with our gifts and with our participation. There is so much we can do on a practical basis, day to day, to protest and to cripple those who would purvey bias. But it seems that so many are determined to do away with the truth and to create change, which is fundamental and destructive to America. There are so many who wish to dismantle our institutions. Those same individuals have no compunction about destroying so much of our constitutional America. They would demolish certainties, and they would watch the disintegration of our American society in any way without compunction. They seem to favor decline, for then it would give them the opportunity to rebuild, to replace, and recreate America in their image and in accordance with what they believe. And that will happen, slowly but surely, if we, the people, allow it. I, for one, won't, and I hope and pray you believe the same, and you won't. That you are willing to do what is required to prevent these radical, fundamental, destructive changes to our freedoms and our society. Many think that it is only a matter of time before the very same frontal attacks occur with regard to Christianity and its given message of the spreading and communicating of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are some now, secularists and radicals, who classify the Christian message in many ways as hate speech. Hate speech. That is, to preach the message of the Ten Commandments is in essence to hate adulterers, or liars, or gay, or women's rights, and consequently women by opposing their right to abortion, and so much else. Hate speech in religion. The message of Christianity, so they say, should be confined within church walls and no further. There should be no attempt to convert or otherwise evangelize because of the use of this hate speech. Many think it is only a matter of time before this liberal and radical attack, this aggressive secularism at work, comes head-on against Christianity. I can sense it is coming. Can you? In fact, we should know it is even happening right now in so many ways, whether in the schools, public places, public forums, and the like, all things Christian are excised. They are prevented or strictly controlled in so many ways. It is but a small step from this overt action to the suppression of speech and the very first and perhaps foremost freedom guaranteed by the Constitution, the freedom of religion. That, my fellow Americans, is very much under attack. I find it so interesting that President Obama claims to be a Christian, at least in some sense, and yet allows, as president, so much of this blatant and unwarranted attack on Christianity and indirectly people of faith. Why does he do that? The judicial, our courts, are packed with legal appointees who have nowhere near the same regard for the fundamental freedoms, including and especially freedom of religion, as others who preceded them. Many of these new justices believe, as one pundit said, that freedom of speech in so many ways, including freedom of religion, is, quote, an exaggeration, end of quote, subject to control. And perhaps these new justices will echo the words of the newly appointed Supreme Court Justice by President Obama, Elena Kagan, who said the following, quote, some voices must be silenced so that other voices can be heard, end quote. Well, I for one have little doubt which voices will be silenced if Justice Kagan has her way. So, my fellow Americans, it is time to speak up and speak out. Your voice must be heard. You must be aggressive, straightforward, truthful, and factual. But you must be heard, no matter who you are. Your voice is critical to America. You are unique. You have something very special to say. What you think and believe is vitally important, so speak up. Speak up as they do, and speak out with the courage of your convictions. If you don't, that precious constitutional right will be lost step by step. There are those who would stifle and do away with freedom of speech, and to elevate opposition even to the level of political crimes, like what happened to Dinesh D'Souza. For in reality, D'Souza was arrested not for an oversight in political contributions, but for daring to express free speech and for daring, courageously so, to attack President Barack Hussein Obama and his minions, as was his absolute and unconditional constitutional right. But if that government censorship can happen to D'Souza, trust me, it can happen to you and it can happen to me. Hear then the words of one Friedrich Niemöller, Protestant pastor and righteous Gentile. These words were uttered in the age of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in Germany. Niemöller penned these incredible words, and you should remember them and never forget them. Pastor Niemöller said the following, when the Germans came for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they locked up the social democrats, I remained silent. I was not a social democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. And when they came for the Jews, I remained silent. I wasn't a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out, to speak for me. Incredible words, are they not? True 75 years ago, and perhaps once again, true sometime today. There are many Christians who are apolitical, wishing not to engage in the angry political arena of today. They withdraw. They turn the other cheek and otherwise feel no call to duty, no call to arms with respect to their citizenship or their constitution. They allow even attacks upon Christianity itself and walk away. They just watch as things happen, as some come for others and take them away, like Dinesh D'Souza. They watch these things, unlawful and illegal, happen, and they say nothing. And they do nothing. They do not speak out. And as such, they can become conspirators as this potential evil occurs. It is your duty, I do believe, my fellow citizens, and especially Christians, to speak out and to act. It matters not whether you are guilty, whether or not, as Niemöller says, you are not a communist, not a Democrat, not a unionist, or not a Jew. If you don't speak out for them, or your fellow citizens, the day will come when they will come after you, and there will be no one left to speak out for you. May we have the courage, my fellow citizens, to stand for the right and to protect and defend our freedoms and our grand and glorious Constitution, and let no man ever do away with our precious rights. No one.